Well, I can tell you this, in Madison Heights where I'm at, in this field that I have behind me, between me and Ascension Hospital here, there's a lot of trees, and we have our power lines that run right across the back of our campus here. And we had some that came down, I think it's been 3 summers ago, and it took everything down. There's like six or seven poles that go across the back, and the one section that came down took everything down. And I mentioned earlier, I think we were without power for a week. But there's been a lot of improvements since then in the Madison Heights area, but I feel your pain because even in a storm like this, we would have normally lost power, and I was actually waiting for it to happen. I've lost too much food, and DTE says they're going to reimburse you, and you show them the receipts of what you bought, you know, in the previous days before a storm comes through, and they said, oh, that's not enough to even warrant a check. I said, well, I'm a senior, and I live alone. I mean, come on. I'm not feeding a family of four people here. I'm just me, myself, and I. So I lost way too much money with DTE, and, you know, I've had my earfuls with them and vice versa.
Yeah, I'm hopping out of the car now to go figure out what I'm going to do, but I've had it up to here. You know, they keep raising the rates, and their service is just garbage. It is, you know, if you could choose what power provider you had, it certainly wouldn't be DTE for me. The service is trash. The, you know, you got to pay more and more. At least increase our service in the uptime. I mean, this storm, it was windy, it sucked, but every time the wind blows, this is just obnoxious. This is KERUH, and I'll be clear. Everybody have a good evening. I may be back out here later. Who knows?